Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of visiting some of the studs around Victoria, courtesy of Inglis. It was fascinating, especially to see Yulong Park, which they are tipping so much money into Victorian racing. And they have a runner in the Blue Diamond, their first runner in a Blue Diamond. Catch me. Sam Fairgray is Yulong Australia's Chief Operating Officer, and I caught up with him yesterday.
Sam, great to come out here and have a look at the property. It looks magnificent, but this is just the beginning, isn't it?
It is, Michael. It's a vision that Mr. Zhang has for building a breeding enterprise here in Australia. And we acquired the property a year ago, and we've gone about doing some developments on the property. So it's exciting times ahead for Yulong. But also, I think it's exciting for Victoria because Mr. Zhang is very passionate about Victoria, and he wants to set up a stallion operation here. So, it's great for the whole industry going forward.
He's made such a huge impact in Australian racing in such a short time. What exactly does he have in racing at the moment?
We've got 140 racehorses worldwide, and we've got 130 broodmares. So his investment is large, and he has a real passion for the thoroughbred, and he wants to enjoy the success on the racetrack. And we're starting to see that with a few of the horses that he's purchased and are now hitting the tracks.
What is it about Victorian racing in particular that he loves so much?
His daughters went to university in Melbourne, and that's where he initially got the introduction to the Melbourne Cup and so forth. And I think, like any racing buff, once you have that taste of it, you can't leave it. And that's what happened with him. He went to the Melbourne Cup and loved what he's seen, and he'd grown up with animals as a kid, so naturally the thoroughbred was something that he could get attached to, and it built from there, sort of thing. It started with one horse, and now we've probably got over 500.
Wow, it's an amazing story, and he could have his biggest day on the track as an owner on Saturday in the Blue Diamond, because he's got Catch Me, his first Group 1 runner here, or first Group 1 two-year-old Group 1 runner.
Absolutely. He's very excited. Great to have Catch Me and the Blue Diamond on Saturday. It's she'll be a real chance. She obviously had a little glitch at her last start, but the trainer's happy, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
Any reason as to why that was such a below par performance? I see the blinkers go on in the Diamond.
She drew in the lead up race and didn't enjoy being sort of in amongst the horses so much and over raced a little. So she's drawn eight on Saturday, so she'll be able to just sit back off them, and hopefully Dwayne Dunn can just get her to the outside and let her come home like she has in her two previous wins.
You're confident that she's one of the top horses to beat, especially if she finds that form from her first two starts?
I think so. Just listening to some good judges on, off her first win, they said two-year-olds just don't do what she did. She was back and she was wide, and she came dead straight down the middle of the Randwick course, and then come to Melbourne at her first start, and as we saw, she played up a bit in the parade ring, and still was able to go out on the track and win. So I think she can turn it around. I think she's a very talented filly, so Saturday we've got fingers crossed.
It could be a big couple of weeks for Yulong, your first Diamond runner, and also you've got your first draft at the Inglis Premier Sales.
We're taking a draft of 10 horses there, and there's a nice cross section of horses that look like they'll get up and run early, as well as some that'll probably be more three-year-old types. But the good thing is they're all got nice pedigrees behind them, and out of nice stallions. So exciting to have a draft there.
Will be, if you win the Diamond, will it be a big party with Mr. Zhang?
I think there'll be a few little beers there at some stage. Definitely, we'll celebrate it for sure.
Good on you, Sam. Good luck.
Thanks very much.
Sam Fairgray there from Yulong, Australia.